Well, underneath here, there's deep distrust between the Gulf states and Iran, and I think John McCain, frankly, using words like bribe, is stoking up this deep distrust. I think if you look at it from the perspective of the Obama administration, I don't do that very often, but if you do, it's a very difficult balancing act they have. They are trying to overcome a deep hostility between the United States and Iran that goes back decades. He's been attempting this recently in Cuba by establishing stronger relations, and he's trying to do it again with Iran, and I think this is something to be welcomed. Opposition from John McCain and other Republicans on Congress is a problem. It's not something we should be welcoming. On the other hand, these alliance relationships with the Gulf states have been very successful for the United States in the past in controlling access to oil and other resources and having friends in the region that are deep allies. Those allies see the threat in Iran, not from any invasion, but actually a threat around legitimacy. And it's not the nuclear program that they're worried about so much as Iran's influence across the region. And so there needs to be deep, successful talks that involve Iran, the Gulf states, the United States, Russia, in talking about how to manage this part of the world. Those talks have not been forthcoming, not because the Iranians have not been interested, but because there is such deep trust, deep mistrust within the Gulf states. If you look at the way in which the relationship between Iran and the United States has been over the last decade, you've seen many instances where the threat of war has come closer and closer. I think the warming of relations between Iran and the United States is not something to be afraid of. However, it's very important to recognize that more arms deals, more arms supplies into the region, be they missile defense or fast jets or whatever it is not going to resolve the problem. So there is definitely a temptation that the Obama administration will have today and tomorrow in Camp David to try to put sticky plaster solutions onto the problem. Obama himself actually hit the nail on the head in an interview with Thomas Friedman a couple of months ago when he said that the biggest threat to the Gulf states today is not Iran, it's about internal legitimacy. And more arms supplies, missile defense, or even the rather irresponsible, reckless talk within the region of Gulf states acquiring nuclear weapons capabilities themselves is not going to address that fundamental threat. And that threat can only be addressed by the Gulf states themselves bringing more democracy, opening themselves up, and actually responding more positively to the Arab Spring and to social movements inside their own countries that are calling for greater democracy. And these talks today, I mean, I do hope that the Americans will be raising those issues rather than just simply handing out sweets or as McCain might call them, bribes. I think that the Americans need to encourage the Gulf states to sit down as equals with the Iranians and talk about how they work together to manage the conflicts that they have in that part of the world. Because at the moment, be it Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, or Yemen, the assumption all too quickly within the Gulf states is that the Iranians are out to get them. And that doesn't fit with many of the facts on the ground.
Well, when you're talking about more democracy, it seems as if what you're essentially asking is that the monarchies, as I understand it, many of those countries have monarchies, should give up the power, and they give up the power that they hold. And although, I don't know, I just don't see powerful people saying, hey, you know, let's give something back to the people willingly. It has happened through revolutions, but let me ask you this. Why would Senator McCain make such a blunt statement going out there and say, we'll just bribe everybody out there? Isn't bribery illegal according to...
Yeah. Well, it's illegal, but it happens all the time, of course. I mean, every state has an element of corruption and bribery, but no, he's saying that. It's very important to recognize that the Republicans today care far more about the conflicts within the city of Washington D.C. than they care about outcomes globally, and it is just another attempt to smear and besmirch the Obama administration. Now, the Obama administration has made many mistakes, I'm very critical of them in all sorts of ways. But this particular accusation that this is a bribe is far too oversimplistic. The Obama administration inherits responsibility to this region, given the invasion of Iraq and all sorts of other historic activity. They have accepted a certain level of responsibility, and negotiating with the countries in that part of the world is something that they need to do. Now, supplying weapon systems is hardly a positive form of intervention, but they do need to somehow reassure the Gulf states that this Iran deal is not going to lead to war, and on that at least, I agree with the Obama administration.